grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Well, well, we're reunited, Chris.
Well, hello, Millie.
We're back.
It's been so long.
I know. I missed you last week. I missed everyone.
Same.
Yeah.
But we're back. And have you been busy?
Busy as a cat burying its doo-doo.
Whoa.
You ever heard that?
No, but I don't really like the image. I don't know if I can forget that.
No.
I've been busy because the drunk driving law that we've been banging on about, submissions were due last Thursday at 11:59 p.m.
Ooh.
And I got our one in, and then Friday afternoon, about in the evening maybe, email arrived, hey, you're appearing Monday.
And, wow, that quick.
Oh yeah, and then 11:15 Monday I was on the Zoom down to the Transport and Infrastructure Committee down at Parliament.
Right.
Along with most of the members, it turned out, we're also on the Zoom, rather than in person.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow, that was short notice, eh? The submissions are only
really
up in 3 weeks.
Really short notice.
3 weeks of submissions and then 1 day for them to think about it.
And quite meaty, you know, like you have to know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, and from what I heard, they did get some really good submissions. I'm just, I left with the overall impression of, did they listen to a word I said? I hate to say it that way, because I like to be positive on these things. It was great to have the opportunity and, you know, state things for the record and so forth. And which is, you know, of course we all agree roads should be safer.
100%.
This submission was taken from the point of view of the 1 in 10 New Zealanders who regularly consume cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 10 drivers, that means. And who want to be law-abiding, otherwise law-abiding, don't want to be impaired,
yep.
Don't drive impaired, but are going to get caught up in this. And the reason they're going to get caught up is because the saliva tests, the first step they're proposing, are inherently unreliable. That's why they're getting people to do two instead of one, because they know they're unreliable. Plus, the number they've picked to calibrate them to is basically plucked out of thin air, and you'll have impaired people that are below that number, and you'll have unimpaired people that are above that number.
Yeah.
So it's doubly ridiculous. And then they follow that up with a blood test, which again is not correlated to impairment. And again, they've just picked a kind of random number, and you're above it or below it, doesn't actually relate to whether you're impaired or not. If you have oral, this is one of the studies I talked to them about, if you have it orally, like oil drops or edibles, your peak blood concentration and saliva concentration can may be lower than the threshold, but yet it will last a lot longer. So that's interesting. So, whereas if you vape or inhale it, you will have a shorter, higher peak that actually, according to the research, tails off before the impairment does.
Really?
Yeah. So again, they're going to find that the tests don't pick up people who objectively may still be impaired.
See, I didn't know it swung both ways. I didn't know, you know, I just thought, oh, you know, a lot of people who have a little in their system are going to be getting stung, who aren't impaired. But I didn't realise you could be impaired.
Mm.
And then also come up as...
That's what the research is showing. And, you know, this is
not
an evidence-based bill. And it's under a policy that they are literally calling evidence-based policing and
land
transport.
Not.
And, it isn't. And to come back to what you were saying there as well, the saliva test is basically triggering the equivalent of a pipe residue inside someone's mouth. It's not actually a kind of bioavailable active drug that's in your system and is somehow ending up and you're under the influence and that's why it's in your saliva. No.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of resin on the way down. And in fact, if you puffed it like a cigar and never inhaled any, you'd fail the test. You'd have zero in your blood and you wouldn't be impaired at all.
What a ripoff.
Also, so I'm told people in Australia, they ground up their weed and put it into capsules and just swallow them, and then they don't fail the test.
At all, because obviously
it hasn't touched their mouth.
It's not in that region.
You don't get the residue.
Okay, all right. So that's our evidence-based bill.
We'll see how it goes through. The good thing is there's medical defence in there. Section 64, if you've got a prescription and you're following your doctor's orders and you're not impaired, then you've got a defence. The downside is it says it's a defence in court. So we urged, or I urged, that should be strengthened so they don't actually launch the proceedings in the first place. That's something that isn't in Australia. There's a lot of people getting pinged in Australia that they get their prescription and then they get done for driving, whereas here there is that defence.
Right, okay, all right.
Same as any other medicine. It's just treated the same as any other one. So it's a good reason to go get your script.
Exactly, exactly. But, I mean, if you're ending up in court, you know, for getting stung for these things, that's a lot of our, you know, money going into these really pointless kind of trials.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
It's a higher percentage of drivers, you know, that are potentially going to get pinged. If they did it at a roadblock kind of level of sort of screening everyone on a motorway on-ramp or something, you'd get a lot of, you know, 1 in 10 drivers would be off to court on one on-ramp or whatever. So
exactly.
What we were urging, firstly, great education coming out of Australia where they looked at no matter what your dose you have and your tolerance, no matter what, this was the same for all users, novices, heavy users, high dose, low dose, 4 hours after use, you were good to go.
Okay.
So that's just a good, credible, evidence-based message to get out to people that we can all follow. And also use some technology, Druid and Alert Meter. I've got them both on my phone now. I've been doing Druid all week, doing it before leaving the house in the morning, see if I'm okay to drive.
Fantastic.
And, who would have thought? I'm passing. But those are good. Druid and Alert Meter, you can stick them on your phone and actually test yourself and see whether you are.
Druid's an amazing one because, you know, other than, you know, drugs or alcohol that make you unsafe to drive, there's also, you know, tiredness, emotional state, you know, there's a lot of reasons people shouldn't be on the road.
At that point in time, that's exactly right.
So yeah.
That's where something like Druid and Alert Meter, it's cause agnostic or whatever. It doesn't matter why you're off your game, it will just pick that up. And what Druid will do is it gets your baseline and it will ping you at random times to do it again. And or you can set up an alert to do, you know, every morning or whatever, and then it's going to see whether you're different to what you usually are.
That's clever.
Mm. And there's some pretty tricky things, actually. If you're not sort of concentrated onto it, you will get a low score. You do have to concentrate on it. But I urge people, have a look. It's Druid. Impairment Science, I think, is their website. You can find it on the old Google and iPhone stores.
I might give it a go this week and let you know what my results are.
Yeah.
I've got the focus of, like,
to do it
a
now.
Fly, so I don't have great hopes, Chris.
Okay, right, moving along.
Into the news.
Headline of the week, because it's a good weedy one, Budding Venture demystifies cannabis prescription in New Zealand. This is Radio New Zealand, and it's kind of gone, I think they reprint them in the Herald and a few other places.
Yeah.
This is Whakamana, also known as The Greenhouse, Beresford Square off K Road there, and founder Abe Gray, formerly of Otago Normal and the Legalised Cannabis Party, so he's got a bit of heritage there, says Whakamana is the only comprehensive cannabis prescription service in the country with education, in-person doctor consultations and dispensing all in one visit.
Woohoo! It sounds
that
like it's doing really well, you know, it's getting some good coverage across things, you know.
It is, that's exactly right, and that's great to see. And good to have a little zone going up there on K Road with the hemp store and the Whakamana and hopefully others.
A little triangle.
I did just a slight nitpick. I did think, the education, the doctor consults and the dispensing, that is what we do at the hemp store too. So
true.
So we got that too, but that's great. You've got two places to choose
from. Now you've got two.
And A. Gray says no reason to be consuming cannabis illegally anymore. And he says just because you're having fun doesn't mean it's not a legit medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. However, not everyone agrees. Royal New Zealand College of GPs President Samantha Merton, we've heard from her on a few other related things, says there's a lack of evidence and she personally does not prescribe it. And she says if it was the wonder drug, one would think it would have been a medicinal medication, that's good doctor language that, a long time ago, if it was a wonder drug, being the medicinal medication, a long time ago. And in fact, Dr. Merton, cannabis has been used for thousands of years, in fact.
Yes.
If we go back to China, it's 2800 BC, Emperor Shengnong, you've got ancient Egypt, ancient India, ancient Europe, the Islamic world all through the medieval kind of period. Apparently, by 1937, 2,000 medicines registered in America alone. And these were companies like Eli Lilly and Sharp Davis and so forth. So, you know, they're kind of around today, right? These are big farmers and that.
Ah, that's interesting.
Sometimes doctors need a bit of education too.
Yeah, they just got to know about these medicinal medicines.
That's right. Yeah.
So, but Shane Reddy had an interesting view. They're not extending medicinal cannabis, but they're not limiting it, which is great.
That's exactly right. Yes, I think the glass is half full when it comes to the current government. It's not going backwards. Medical cannabis is now mainstream and it's not controversial.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It is very glass half full. You have to look at the good side. You know, we're not moving forwards, but we're not moving backwards.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people might still be thinking of ye olde days of a couple of years ago when it was much more expensive and difficult to get.
Totally.
And now, especially if you go see a specialist cannabis clinic such as at the Hemp Store or Whakamana or many all the other ones, mm-hmm. and we've got all them listed on our website, hempstore.co.nz, and on our notice board in the shop, so you can see all of them, not just be directed
stuff.
To our one, but you can pick and choose whoever you want. You know, these are doctors who have gone out of their way to get to have the extra education and to find out for themselves how to do the dosage and how to answer people's questions and things like that. And that's what gives them the confidence to actually go forward with the prescription. And you'd think maybe the RNZ GP chair might think about that too.
Maybe.
Just quietly. No, they can do what they want. They can all do what they want. Now, moving on.
We have some real-life stories here.
Oh, boy. So, and this is probably... Well, this is what's been dominating the actual media is the bus. They always do. Whenever I search for news stories,
always.
It's just bus, left, right and centre. Mm. This one, this week, has been headlined as Vietnamese Rentals.
Oh.
And that seems to be the key for the media. So it's a syndicate of apparently Vietnamese. And the police are even saying that in at least some cases they seem to be indentured workers who have come over here on promises of employment. They often pay large amounts of money to get over here, and then they find they're basically a slave being put to work in a rental that's been converted with dodgy wiring and unsafe. And at least one of them is saying it's burnt down, and the wires and that were so hot that they couldn't, they were like melting and they couldn't, you know what I mean. So dodgy, and that's what happens when it's illegal.
Yeah, keep it out of their hands. And none of this would happen.
Yeah, well, the sort of syndicate thing where they smuggle people over and then put them to work in converted houses, this happens kind of all around the world, but in places where it's illegal.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a lesson there. There's a lesson.
Here you go.
And another lesson related. This was on One News as well.
Yeah.
Jailed Brisbane drug dealer laments the worst job he ever had. And so here's a little thing to bear in mind. This was Peter Kelso told officers it was a terrible business when he got arrested. It was the worst job he ever had because people would call at any time. They also didn't pay up.
Ugh.
And because he lost so much money, the judge actually noted in the judgment that he didn't seem to have an effective debt recovery system.
Oh no!
And that's what happens when you're like, I guess, like a nice guy trying to be the dealer, because the alternative
exactly.
is the bad people that do have effective drug
debt
recovery
collection situations.
Yeah, and they're people you don't want to.
No, I don't quite want an encounter with that. But I mean, again, it just shows you when it's illegal, you know, things like this are going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to be above board. It's not going to be in a, you know, organised company. Knows what they're doing.
Paying the tax. Following
employs
the rules.
People.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 Oh, well. So, that's a bit unfortunate for him. Speaking of things that are legal, NBR,
yes.
if you can get through a paywall at NBR.
I couldn't.
They have it in a quite a big report. Medicinal cannabis export deals flow following rule changes. And they talk about I think it's Helios and Puro who have done some deals and others talking about it too. All for exports, though.
Okay.
And which is what my initial, as we've said over the last few months, these changes that are happening, they're going to be great for the companies with their exports, and hopefully that will mean they'll be in a better position to do something here.
Yeah.
There's nothing actually directly there that's going to improve for Kiwi patients, and that's shown in another story this week. Rua launches cleaned up Kiwi Green in Australia. So this is Rua Biosciences with some local genetics from the East Coast that they're now getting growing in Australia.
Cool.
And again, showing that it's easier to do that here than to do it, easier to do it there than for them to do it here.
Okay, all right.
Hmm.
Well, let's make it a bit easy here,
yes.
Maybe.
So, we're going to end on some good news.
Yay, good news.
We like to do that. California, yeah. Look to California, my friends,
ooh.
Where the Senate has just, I believe yesterday, passed a law allowing cannabis cafes, cannabis events, and farmers markets.
Ooh.
Just think how lovely that will be in the California sunshine.
So nice. Man.
Think of like the next Coachella or whatever you're going to. You're going on the wine tour up in the Napa Valley. Well, now it's going to be a bit different.
Now you're on the weed tour.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's cool news. Great news.
Makes me want to go.
What is coming up?
Well, First Thursday is right now up on K Road. So we're open late at the Hemp Store. We've got the Drug Foundation up there testing people's things.
Nice.
Whakamana's also open late with a bit of an open day. I think it's free entry around at the museum. So if you want to check it out, tonight is a good night to do it.
Fair.
And next weekend, 14th and 15th, is Canoposium in the Surrey Hotel.
Surrey Hotel.
J-Day coming up in December. It's kind of coming up. And tomorrow and Saturday, you can come and talk to our friendly Access Cannabis doctors at the Hemp Store. No appointment needed. Just drop in between 12 and 4:20 and speak to the doctor and get your script.
Cool. Good stuff. Well, cheers for coming out, Chris, and a shout out to the Hemp Store. And yeah, that was Marijuana
right
Media.
All right. Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a